Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Free Talk Live, you may ask. Well, Free Talk Live is a call-in radio program broadcast live to somewhere around 200 radio stations across the United States. Plus, we're streaming live on the internet at freetalklive.com. We also are on a couple of satellite channels that give us great coverage, internationally to... Where are we?
Yeah,
the satellite channels. What is it? What's the coverage of the satellite?
North America and sub-Saharan Africa. That is where we are. That is where the satellites are located.
Okay. So if you are in those areas, you may also be listening to Free Talk Live. If you want to dial in and be part of the show, talk about anything that's on your mind. You don't have to talk about what we're talking about. You can change the subject. You can talk about what we're talking about, and that's great if you do, but it's not necessary. You can call in, talk about anything at all. The phone number is 603-283-6160. Again, 603-283-6160. The phone lines are open. And in the studio tonight, it's myself.
Yourself.
Myself.
You're Captain Kickass.
I am Captain Kickass. Who are you?
I'm Ian.
Oh, okay. There's another guy that's here.
He got lost.
But not
Lee
here.
Lee got lost.
I don't know who Lee is.
Sorry, Peekless Mountain here.
You mean Treadmill. That's my new name for him. Peekless Mountaineer to me sounds like a treadmill, right? Some of the treadmills have the angle thing where you can angle them up. And so, like, you're going uphill the whole time.
Hmm.
And to me, that's like, you know, what you would do if you were climbing a mountain continuously. It would just be an incline the whole time. So I'm going to call him Treadmill now when he gets here for being late. I think I'll nickname him Treadmill.
Fair enough.
Just to give him some crap. So, Ian, you and I talked, in between shows about this app. You actually were the one who mentioned it. I went and found an article about it because at first glance we thought it might resemble something like Cell 411 did.
Yes, the Citizen app, as it is called, apparently.
Yeah, and so I've read through this article, and it's, feature-wise, no, it's not Cell 411. But it does have, it's almost like a bizarro Cell 411, right? You remember the Super Friends?
I've heard of Bizarro World. I never really read the superhero comic books growing up.
Well, this was on the television. So
oh, okay.
The Super
Just
Friends
what I know.
Television show, cartoon television show.
But that was the thing, though, Bizarro World in the comics. Like, wasn't that Superman or something?
It was,
that?
Yeah. So okay. On the television show, the cartoon that ran, it was, Superman and then Bizarro. Was also Superman.
Oh, that was the character?
But his character was just called Bizarro, right? They referred to him as Bizarro.
It's a cool name. It's a cool word. I like it.
Bizarro?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's almost like a weird pizza place.
It sounds more bizarre than Bizarro does.
If it's intellectually dumb and bizarre, is it bizarded?
Maybe.
I'm making a portmanteau here on Free Talk Live. So anyway, this is from NBC.com. Inside Citizen, the public safety app pushing surveillance boundaries. Citizen, a startup in search of growth and revenue, has explored strategies that have made it the subject of criticism. Quote, it fuels public insanity and fear, unquote. Public insanity and fear, one former employee said. Now, how do you measure public sanity or insanity?
That's a good question. I think that former employee probably has an axe to grind, whoever he is.
What?
Do you think former employees have axes to grind when they speak out against a former employer?
Hey, look, now, I don't know anything about, I know very little. I'll say I know very little about this app. I did just install it on my government-monitored cell phone that I now have, everybody. I have monitoring software, so I'm now able to actually make a phone call on a cell phone.
What would be weird is if you installed some software to monitor the monitors.
I don't think it works like that.
Yeah, I know. I just, you know.
I don't really care what they're doing. I'm not interested.
Yes. Also, good evening to any of the federal agents that are listening to the show tonight.
Hello. I hope you learn a thing or two.
You have had the opportunity to do this during your entire investigation.
Well, they've been listening, and, I'm sure, for a very, very long time.
Oh, I don't know about that based on some of the things that they've said and done, but or at least that folks have said that they've said and done. So, hey, everybody, welcome to the studio. Treadmill.
Treadmill?
Yeah, because... So, you know how some treadmills have the incline function? You know?
Yeah.
So like you're not just walking on a flat surface. You're walking uphill the entire time. Well, your radio name, Peakless Mountaineer.
Mm-hmm.
Treadmill. You're just a continuous walk upwards.
Well, treadmills, you're not getting anywhere.
No, neither so is the peak was not near. If you never have a peak.
Brutal.
If you never have a peak, no, then you
the whole point is you keep going up.
I see what you're saying.
It's
yeah.
the same point as the treadmill.
No. If you compare...
You're not gaining elevation with the treadmill. I get it.
If you compare a stationary bicycle to a bicycle, like where you're actually getting somewhere, that would be the comparison to the Peakless Mountaineer way of life and an inclined treadmill.
So Peakless Mountaineer...
He's got you on this, Captain.
Peakless Mountaineer will eventually enter into the upper atmosphere and then die because he's not wearing a spacesuit?
Well, no, I will adapt. I will adapt to a higher way of life.
And then once you... Let's say you do, you know, have a spacesuit or whatever it is you need to get into the upper atmosphere, then...
Upward, not downward. Forward, not backward.
Then there's nothing left to climb.
There will always be something left to climb.
Okay, all right.
Hey, no matter where you're at, you could always get a little bit better.
I just wanted to give you crap for being going to the wrong place.
Yeah, yeah. I went to the I'm a Doozy a studio.
I'm a Doozy.
A studio.
Wow, okay. That's pretty great.
What can I tell you? You know, when we get, you know, repeatedly raided by federal officers, it kind of throws a kink in a lot of things.
It's almost as if somebody should put a line on the host's schedule about which studio to appear at.
What's really unfortunate is I remember at least two occurrences earlier in the day where I'm like, no, I'm going on with Captain and Ian. Which would not be there. Yeah.
Yes, we refer to this, Ari refers to this place as the LRN studio. I refer to it as the classic studio.
Okay. Is that an Ethereum reference?
I don't know. Maybe it's more like Coke Classic than anything else, but like that doesn't really fit.
Because like the classic of Ethereum, it's better.
I am disappointed, though, that we can't have an episode of Free Talk Live Classic. Right, and that's where Ian and Mark sit and, you know.
That's true. That episode is prohibited at this time.
Ian calls Mark names and Mark gets red-faced and spittled.
Right. And that's the original form of the show is now prohibited by the federal government bail conditions.
Correct. And so I'm very disappointed in that particular aspect.
How are we supposed to get a viral YouTube video this way?
Yeah. To fill you in, we've been talking about this article from NBC News about an app called Citizen. And it's a public safety app that's pushing surveillance boundaries, according to NBC News.
I'm definitely curious about it.
At first glance, it reminded us of, like, maybe a Cell 411.
Right, right.
At second glance, it seems more like a bizarro...
Snitch 411?
I wouldn't say that. They are pushing the boundaries a bit, but the article will reveal a bit more. I just didn't know if you had ever heard of this app.
No.
No, I had not heard of it prior to this news coming out this week. And looking at the Wikipedia for Citizen, apparently it actually launched back in 2016 with New York City only, and at the time was named, and I like this name better, Vigilante.
Yes, that is correct. They mentioned that.
You can see why they had to change the name.
Yeah. Well, plus, apparently they're trying to work with governments somehow, so it's definitely not doing exactly the same thing that Cell 411 is doing. Let's find out more.
In replacing governments?
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, it's not quite there yet. 603-283-6160 is the telephone number. We've got more Free Talk Live, your calls and thoughts, and more on this citizen app formerly known as Vigilante here on Free Talk Live.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. It gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. Things are falling apart, it seems, every day. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, especially food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take a moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. With over a dozen years' experience, My Patriot Supply has earned over 40,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious, calorie-rich food averages 2,000 calories per day and lasts in storage up to 25 years, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for something bad to happen again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Hey,
pushing the buttons. I don't know what else you can really ask of me. What the hell do you think this is? Some kind of a radio program? Do you think we might be broadcast nationally on almost 200 radio stations or something? I mean, come on. Oh, wait.
Here we are.
We're live. Sorry. Yes, it is Free Talk Live.
F it. We'll do it live.
Here we are. We're doing it every night, 7 nights a week.
When you were out several times, I said...
When I was out?
When you were out, not here at the show. When you were in, I guess.
In jail?
In, yes, when you were being held captive by the terrorists.
Right.
I repeatedly, on more than one day, said, we're here 7 days a week, Monday through Friday from...
Somebody can't count.
Well, you don't have to really be that educated to do talk radio. I mean, it's okay.
Well, thanks,
Mark can't spell either, so, you know.
Really?
Yeah. Sales guys are notoriously bad at spelling.
Yeah.
He's not bad. He's not terrible.
Yeah. I mean, I've been known to get some wrong here and there, but I'm pretty good usually.
Yeah.
You're also
not a sales guy.
Yeah, people try and turn me into one all the time. And I've done it, and I can do it, but I don't like it, because inevitably what happens is whoever I work for that sells whatever can't back up whatever I tell the client. You know, they tell me, oh, yeah, you can say this, you can say that, you can tell them we can do this, we can do that, and then I tell them that, and then I get the sale, and then it turns out, oh, no, we can't do that for one reason or another, or they can do it, they just failed to deliver for one reason or another, which is actually more frequent than, you know, it being some sort of a technical problem or whatever. So the only thing I'm really good at is selling myself. I have the unique ability, something I pride myself on, and that is I can find a job anywhere. Like, I mean, I can make a job if I have to. You know what I mean? That kind of thing.
If there ain't one, then I'll make one.
Yeah, I was stuck in New Mexico a period of time in my life when... money was almost non-existent to me, and I needed some money to GTFO. That stands for get the F out, for those of you who aren't familiar with that expression. And there were no jobs where I was in New Mexico. Like, you would go to job services, and I would go, well, where are your job listings? And they're like, well, we don't have any. And I'm like, well, when do you normally get them in? And they're like, oh, you know, whenever somebody calls and says they might need somebody.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, okay, because I've been to other job services centers, like these are government centers where they try and help you find jobs. Huh. And usually they have, like, back in the day, they would have at least, like, a three-ring binder. Today, I'm sure they just have, like, a website you can go on and browse the jobs, you know, even if you go to their place or whatever. They had none. Zero. There was an ad taken out in the local newspaper where I was. There was many ads for, like, stuff envelopes from home, all these, like, scam-type things to get you to think that you were going to make some money. And then Taco Bell took out an ad. They were hiring two people, right? And I had a ton of fast food experience at the time. I'm like, I'm a shoe-in.
Yeah.
Open interview at, you know, 9 a.m., right? So I show up at 8:30 a.m. at this Taco Bell. There's, like, 50 people in line at this Taco Bell who, you know, are far less well-dressed than I, who have obviously been more poor than I am for quite a long period of time, and I just didn't even bother. I looked at this line of people, and I was like, these people need this job far more than I do.
Yeah.
I'm gonna go make a job. I didn't make one, but what I did is I went around. I had a little bit of welding experience. I went around to a bunch of different, like, automotive shops and junkyards, and I'm like, hey, I got some welding experience. You guys need any work? And they're like, eventually I got around, oh, yeah, I think this guy over here at this place, you know, needs somebody. Right. And I went and talked to the guy, and sure enough, I made some money, and I GTFO'd.
Get her done.
Yeah.
Nice.
I feel like I can be dropped anywhere in any city, find a job. Like, I don't have a problem with that.
And here you are.
So,
you know, that's what I thought about as a massage therapist.
Yes.
And I think that's got to be the experience of a lot of people that go to trade schools. It's just, drop me anywhere. I'm useful.
Yeah, I find trade schools to be the best option for any sort of post-secondary education, as they call it, rather than a four-year college with a degree and all that.
Right.
Do we have Jerome on the line?
We do, as a matter of fact. Jerome, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yes, I wanted to bring up a couple of stories. By the way, you were talking about tacos. I keep thinking about that commercial, Yo Quiero Taco Bell.
Yeah, it's an old commercial at this point.
So I'm up in age, man, so I get nostalgic sometimes. I can't help it.
I gotcha.
Yo Quiero, what's your topic?
Yeah. Okay, this story about, I just looked it up on my phone. I saw it on the news about picking cotton. They teach it these middle school. I think they're in middle school, and they're like twin sisters. And the classroom assignment was for them to clean the cotton in the, as a classroom assignment. The teacher brought some cotton in, and those students, the black students, the twin sisters, their job was to clean the cotton in front of everybody in the classroom. And they went home and told their mom about it. And she called up the school saying, you know, what the hell is this all about? And she basically got no response of wrongdoing from the person that she talked to from the school. So she took her kids out of school and said, they're not going back any damn time soon.
Good. That's what I was going to say she needed to do was, look, if you don't want your kids to be mistreated, get them out of the government schools. Because
I ain't going to government stuff again.
Yeah, well, this was a government school, wasn't it?
The government.
If you want to be prepared for slavery, that's the way to do it. Government school.
I've got the story pulled up right here. According to ABC News, this was Washington State, where you've got a government school here, Sacagawea Middle School.
Excellent Spokane. Pronunciation as well, except for the Spokane part, but I also pronounce it that way.
Spokane?
In Washington it's pronounced Spokane, but...
Spokane?
Spokane.
So, yeah, I mean, look, you don't like the way government schools are educating, get the F out. Get your kids out of that place.
The government had nothing to do with this. This is an
The government had everything to do with
a
that.
A moron teacher...
But wait, didn't you say that the system was covering for the teacher? Didn't you say that she complained to the system and they did nothing?
Yeah, she complained. I guess she talked to a principal or someone in the front office of the school, you know.
Yeah, it says here that the Washington State family is calling for the removal of a school administrator whose suggestion was to separate two black students after their mom raised concerns about a classroom assignment the students say involved cleaning cotton. So it sounds to me like even though it was a teacher that made the decision, that ultimately the administrator is covering for him.
Yeah.
So that's a problem with the school system,
sir. I got another
one
for you. The guy that was getting his high school diploma, like graduation day, you know, where everyone comes to and, you know, you accept your diploma for graduating, and he was wearing a Mexican flag, and the person handing him his diploma refused to give it to him because he was wearing the Mexican flag. The kid was doing it because he was honoring his heritage, you know. He didn't think there was anything wrong with it. Well,
so two...
Wouldn't give him his diploma.
Two people who identified with different gang colors had a dispute. Thanks for the call tonight.
It doesn't matter anyway. No one cares about a high school diploma.
Yeah, I mean, I sure don't. I've never been asked for one. Ever. I've had hundreds of jobs.
If you're ever asked on a job interview, if you have one, you know, or a form or whatever, you can just say yes. They'll never check.
Right. And the same also goes for the college as well. But, I mean, sometimes they'll say some college to graduate or whatever, but nobody ever asks for proof. More Free Talk Live is on the way.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Former President Trump is set to deliver his first speech in months in North Carolina. Trump is a keynote speaker for the state's annual Republican convention, and he's predicting a packed house. As far as what we can expect to hear from the former president, Michael Whatley is the head of the North Carolina Republican Party.
You're going to see vintage Donald Trump here tonight, and he's going to be able to lay out the differences between his vision for America, the America First agenda, and what we're seeing out of Washington under President Biden right now.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. A federal judge is striking down California's ban on assault weapons. U.S. District Judge Roger Benitez of San Diego ruling that the assault weapons ban deprives Californians of owning weapons commonly allowed in other states. California's Attorney General has vowed to appeal the decision. USA Radio News. President Biden is rejecting the latest Republican proposal on the infrastructure bill. Biden saying on Friday the GOP proposal doesn't meet his objectives to grow the economy, tackle the climate crisis, and create new jobs. The two sides will continue negotiations on Monday. It's shaping up to be an unusually deadly year for some of Florida's most beloved animals.
Manatee deaths in Florida this year could reach an all-time high. As of May 28th, the Florida Wildlife Conservation Commission recorded 761 manatee deaths. That's not too far from the record 804 set 3 years ago. Red tide, wastewater contamination, and algae blooms are killing the seagrass manatees rely on for food. Manatees were an endangered species until 2017 when their status improved to a threatened species. A Florida Atlantic University marine biologist tells NBC News this year's death toll could warrant a return to endangered status. From the USA Radio News Florida Bureau, I'm Mike Fortier.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Yes, come on and listen to Free Talk Live. Yeah, if you want to get your voice on the radio, you can dial 603-283-6160. We've got some calls on hold now, so if the line is busy, keep trying. In the studio tonight, it is myself. I am your host, the Lord, Dr., Reverend, Captain Kickass, and joining me...
Very effective incline treadmill.
Yeah, it's Ian. We have been attempting to talk about this article from... It's actually from KREM.com. That's Channel 2 CBS News somewhere. Not sure where. Let me take a look.
Well, actually, I had Jerome calling a moment ago about this other story.
No, sorry, that's not it. I was looking at the Jerome story. And we were talking about that as well, this Spokane family's claim about cotton cleaning assignment. The family claims that an administrator at Sacagawea Middle School offered to remove two black students from the class when their mother raised concerns. They were assigned some sort of a cotton cleaning assignment. According to Jerome. Did you have more on that?
Yeah, I mean, I got the story pulled up here, and Jerome was upset, and I can understand why somebody would be upset about something like this happening, but when we pointed out that, hey, this is a government school, Jerome was like, denial mode.
There you are, going on about the government again.
How could this be a government school? Well, guess what? It was, and then he blames the teacher, oh, no, it's not the problem with the school system. It's just a problem with the teacher. Well, no, according to this story here,
the teacher was a moron who was hired and protected by the government.
Yeah, according to the story, they, you know, of course, they talk about how they, you know, investigate all requests or incidents or whatever. But ultimately, this administrator in this particular case covered for the teacher. And they, the administrator apparently suggested that the student should be removed from the class after covering for the teacher.
This article says Brandy Fiesel, the twins' mother, claims Skidmore, who I believe is the teacher, suggested that he could segregate her daughters.
No, that is the assistant principal.
Oh, assistant principal, okay. Yeah. Skidmore, sounds like bad underwear.
Yeah, he suggested removing the twins from their social studies class. And then the executive director of the Spokane Public School District told ABC News a third-party investigation will be conducted. So don't worry. We're going to bring more bureaucrats, or we're going to spend more taxpayer dollars.
Fortunately, the government will investigate themselves.
Right. We'll hire another investigator on top of the other people who've already looked into this. And, you know, then we'll make a decision. And look, whatever the decision is, some people are going to agree with it. And other people are going to disagree with it, okay? So that means there's never any chance that everyone will ever be happy with the way the government school system is set up. There are always people fighting over the control of the school board. They're always fighting over what sort of curricula should be there, whether it be at the federal level or state level or the local level. There's constant fighting over what kids should be taught.
It comes down to personal preference is really what it does, and this is something the market provides. Everybody is different and unique, so much so that, you know, you have different preferences than I do. When it comes to educating my children, I don't have children, but if I did, when it comes to educating my children, I'm going to have different preferences than you are. Even if we're sort of like-minded about like our philosophies and stuff like that, we're still going to have different preferences. If the market were actually providing educational services, which they can't because government basically claims a monopoly or at least forces kids to attend these public indoctrination centers, then there would be far more choice in the matter, and our preferences could be met by the market.
Well, when you appoint a supreme authority, what are you supposed to do when they misbehave? Who's going to look into it? Who's going to decide whether there was a misbehavior except them? And it's another one of those examples where, for some reason, people can block their minds that, well, this wasn't the government. No, this was a school administrator. Yeah, well, yeah.
That's like, the government.
As if the judge and the prosecutor are really different.
Yeah. Here's a quote from the very end of the story by the mother. Quote, and again, she hasn't brought her kids back to the school, so they're out, which is good. Quote, we hope these teachers and educators are going to fulfill and thrive and grow and help us create these children that are going to be productive citizens in the world and make it a better place. When I sent my children to school that day, they came back with their mental and their spirit and their emotional beings of themselves broken. That's what government schools are supposed to do to people. They're supposed to break children. They're supposed to break their interest in actually learning. They're supposed to break their individuality. They're supposed to break their spirit and turn them into drones, turn them into mindless automatons. That's what they're designed for.
Yeah, that's what they, if you look at the outcome of the system, that is exactly what they do. That is the outcome of public schooling.
Right.
I mean, one in five graduates of the public school system in the United States is functionally illiterate. One in five. 20%. And that's the government's number. So that number could be much higher.
And if you have a machine that spits out burgers, is it really a strange thought that maybe it was designed to spit out burgers?
Right. All right. So what you can do is just forget about this government school, because it goes on to say the family is calling for the teacher and other school administrators to be disciplined and remove the administrator that didn't do what they wanted them to, and a formal apology from the school district. Just forget about it. You're never going to get any of that stuff. And even if you do, it's just they're going to paper over what's happened here, and then they're going to do something else again that's going to upset somebody else later, whether it be, you know, teaching something in sex education or bringing the Bible back into schools, whatever the controversial incident or curriculum is, there'll never be people satisfied with this system. And they will always spend so much effort and so much time and so much money trying to change it. Before they know it, their kids are out of the government schools and they've just dropped 15 years of their life into trying to make the system better. It never works.
And these teachers have very little incentive to be careful what they do, because there's nothing to compete with them. If you want to go to a different school, you usually have to pick up and move to a different area.
Well, you could always send your kids to a private school or do homeschooling or unschooling.
Right, but if you do that, you don't get the money back and that you pay in taxes.
No, you pay extra.
Yeah, in fact, you pay extra.
Yeah, I don't buy it. So that's the thing. Like, they're going to steal this money from you no matter what. And people look at it as if they are involuntarily paying for a service. You're not. You're just being stolen from, and then they do these other things.
That's
but people connect these, and, well, they spend this much on education. It does not matter. It may as well go into a slush fund. They're going to steal X from you. They're going to spend Y on whatever they want.
Well, there's a thing in the middle there, too. They're going to steal X from you. They're going to take a huge chunk off the top for themselves and all of their friends, and then whatever's left over, they're going to spend on what they want and how they want.
That's why I didn't say they'll spend X on whatever they want.
And the other thing is, you can get more of what you want in the marketplace because there are other options. And if there isn't what you want, you can help create it. You know, if you want to have a schoolhouse that has a specific curricula, whether it be, you know, atheism or hardcore biblical literalism, whatever, you can do that if it doesn't already exist in the marketplace. At least, presuming you're not in, like, California, which has insane anti-like homeschooling laws. And there's some places that they still force private schools to have, like, state-approved curriculum.
Yeah.
So that's not cool. But, by the way, we are on KXLY, 920 AM, 100.7 FM in Spokane on Saturday night. So
if you want to get down.
If you want to comment, you can join us here and tell us all about how you feel.
Get down in the town of Spokane.
603. 283-6160, if I recall correctly.
Indeed it is. I don't understand why people can't connect the dots between, you know, government and public schools. I don't understand. Like we saw with Jerome, that was what I would call cognitive dissonance.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
Right? We were like, well, that's the government. He's like, well, no, it's the administrator. Blame the teacher. Blame the administrator. It's like, yes, these are people, and these people collect their paycheck from where?
The state.
The state. And how did they get that money? Oh, it was taken from you in the form of taxation.
Well, it makes me wonder.
If I just put enough layers of bureaucracy, then they'll never see what I'm doing.
Well, how many people are that, obscured from the truth about this? I mean, it doesn't seem very deeply buried to us, but how many people are like Jerome?
The mental gymnastics that people do to deny that this organization of people who call themselves government do evil things is amazing. 603-283-6160 is the telephone number. We've got your calls and your thoughts, plus more Free Talk Live coming up.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away. At soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrophies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen
Come
here.
Come on, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Oh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Boy, they did a beautiful wedding.
Oh, yes, and they made such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the group?
Hey, pal, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
Hey, hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop the senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live. Wow, man. The telephone number is...
Wow, man.
Like, wow, man. Is it Free Talk Live, bro? I don't know what's going on. 603-283-6160 is the telephone number. We have some calls on hold, and so if you're trying to get in, keep trying. You'll probably get a busy signal until one of the lines frees up. We'll get to that momentarily. In the studio tonight, it's myself, the Reverend Captain Kickass.
Peakless Mountaineer.
It's Ian. And we've been talking about, we were going to talk about this new app, and then we've been talking about the situation in Spokane, Washington, if you live there, where apparently something was said to some students about picking cotton. These students were black. The parents got upset. Everybody's, blaming people for failures of things. And we, of course, feel like, well, don't send your kids to public school and everything should be fine, right?
Yeah, I like to call it government school, just to be clear, because, like, in theory, you could still have a school that was open to the public.
That's true.
To anybody.
Before we go on, though, I want to tell everybody that Bitcoin.com is the best source for learning about cryptocurrency. You can go to Bitcoin.com right now and click on Get Started at the top of the page. Once you do that, you'll find all sorts of valuable information neatly organized to suit your needs. There's no longer any excuse to ignore this very important world-changing information. If you're already a knowledgeable crypto user, you can check out news.bitcoin.com and get the latest headlines of all the news that's relevant to you. Bitcoin.com is your source for everything crypto, like getting a wallet app, mining, trading, and all the latest cryptocurrency news, all on a slick and easy-to-use website. Please visit Bitcoin.com. All right, let's go to your calls and thoughts. We've got Robert calling from South Carolina. Robert, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yes, sir. Thank you for taking my call. On a lot of talk shows, I hear about
seen them talking about the fact that cars, electrical cars these days, are using lithium carbonate batteries. But the thing is, what we could do is we could use batteries that are made out of essentially the equivalent of beach sand, which is silicon dioxide.
Beach sand?
Beach sand?
Those batteries wouldn't be toxic, and we could get the power from tidal power, because we could get as much tidal power as we wanted. All we'd have to do is just make a wall that includes more and more ocean, as much ocean as we possibly need or want, and we'd have enough power to generate as much electricity as we want, because there's a whole ocean out there. And the tidal power that's generated by an ocean is unimaginable, I mean, you know, relatively speaking, and we'd have enough power, and we have the batteries within which to store it, and everything should work out just fine. And I don't understand why. Oh, by the way, these batteries won't be coming out for about another year and a half. But they know, the government knows about the batteries, and so do certain researchers know about them.
Yeah, it says here, PopSci.com, Popular Science article from 2014. Beach sand could be used to make lithium-ion batteries that last three times longer than current models, according to a study in Scientific Reports.
Hmm. So they're still lithium-ion batteries, they're just with beach sand.
Somehow, yeah.
Hmm.
Well, the lithium is completely gone. It's just beach sand, which is the active ingredient, so to say.
Hmm. Well, that's not what it said in the first paragraph, but that's about the digging I've done on this, so I don't know. But regardless, you know, power is going to get better. It's going to get more efficient. There's going to be more ways to extract power from things we've never thought of before, and this guy that figured this one out said he was, like, you know, sitting on a beach, I guess, as he just, you know, kind of came to the revelation of, oh, there's, it says here, the material is made up of a high percentage of quartz or silicon dioxide. Typically, the negative side or anode of lithium-ion batteries are made with graphite. Silicon has been eyed as a replacement material since it can store about 10 times more energy. So, yes, it still will be lithium-ion batteries of some sort, but it will have a different chemical in it. One of them, I guess.
Yeah, so lithium and silicate. Is it silicon or silicate? Anyway, so lithium and beach sand instead of lithium and graphite.
So I guess you answered your own question there with why hasn't it been done yet? Well, that's why. It's not going to come out for over a year.
Still working on it.
Yeah. Thanks for the call tonight, Robert. Let's move on right away to...
But hold on. Before we go on, it's interesting that, you know, over time we have seen the marketplace discover these things, right? Like,
yes.
Back in the old days, oil was a pollutant.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if oil was coming up on your farm, you were pissed.
Right.
Because, you know, it was ruining your crops.
It's going to ruin my field.
You know, you didn't know what you could do with that stuff. And then somebody figured out, hey, you can burn this. Mm-hmm. And then it became a whole industry, and it's worth, you know, billions of however many billions, if not trillions, I don't know, lots, hundreds of billions of dollars. It's a lot of money.
Right.
So the same thing. Now, if beach sand, which is, in plentiful supply all around the planet, can actually be used to make useful batteries, then all of a sudden beach sand is going to be valuable.
Yeah, I think quartz silicate structure is literally the most common part of the crust of the Earth.
Mm. I'm still waiting for Tesla, not the company, but the inventor, for his...
I think he's dead.
Well, yeah, but his work is still out there. Folks mm-hmm. are still working on some of his theories. Like, he had a theory that you could transmit power through the atmosphere.
You can.
And that people would be able to just tap into it wherever. Like, it didn't matter where you are on the planet. You could just have endless electricity for free.
Yeah.
And so there are people still working on
how you're supposed to put a meter on that.
Right. So, yeah, but you're right. You know, all these inventions. And the other thing, like, I am in very much dislike with anything the state, because it is an agency of violence.
Mm-hmm.
At the same time, when the state imposes its will, sometimes out of that comes an invention, right? Because necessity mm-hmm. is the mother of invention.
Sure.
And so...
how Free Talk Live now has two studios, because they raided the one
yeah.
and restricted us.
And the continued decentralization.
I just thought it was interesting that there he is sitting on the beach when he comes up with this thing. We can't afford to have these fancy people sitting on beaches. Well, actually, that might be for the better good of all humanity that we do that from time to time.
Right, he's taking a little time out, and new ideas popped into his head, and now we've got a way to extract energy from something that previously has just been something people walked on and didn't think a thing about.
And that is the standard model for genius, is you fill your brain with the mental furniture that you need to come up with cool ideas, and then you stop thinking about that and think about something else, and then it just emerges.
Yeah, actually, Bonnie and I have been reading a really interesting book that kind of addressed this recently. Somebody sent it to me in jail. It's called Boredom. Or the Power of Boredom. I think Mark Hawkins, if I recall correctly, is the author. It's this quick little 80-page book. Loved it when I read it in jail, and Bonnie and I just finished reading it again together.
Nice.
And it talks about how, you know, if you actually find yourself being bored, you should lean into it. And then you will have these sort of more revelations. You'll realize.
What do you mean lean into it?
So instead of trying to avoid boredom, So like, you know, we have phones that we constantly are you know, picking up whenever we feel like.
So instead of distracting yourself.
Correct. Instead of distracting yourself.
Okay. Sit there. Sit in your boredom.
Wash into the, you know, let the boredom wash over you. I mean, I'm summarizing an 80-page book here, but that, you know, suggests that more of the sort of revelations that you're talking about, more of the new ideas, the creativity, the realization of some of the silliness of life, you know, some of these things will come to you. It's a bit like meditation, but you actually allow the thoughts to come instead of trying to keep them out.
Well, honestly, I think that boredom / curiosity is at the very root of all of existence. Like, why is there something instead of nothing? Well, they got bored / curious.
Yeah, no, that's absolutely true. Growing up, I didn't have all of these electronic devices, and even the ones that came out, I was in a family that was poor, and so we didn't get any of those. If I was exposed to any of these things, it was because my friends or neighbors had them, and I'd go over to their house and use them. But me, myself, I had like a stick and some dirt, and, you know, I was bored frequently, but it allowed me to use my imagination to do a lot of things. And so out of the dirt, I would build sandcastles and a dirt bike track in my backyard and, you know, all these sorts of things because, well, I had very limited resources but a creative mind, right? Mm-hmm. Boredom, I think, may inspire creativity.
Yeah. That's what he was saying in the book, is that it allows that creativity to come out into that space, amongst other things. Recommend that.
Well, and I mean, people will forget which way they go home every single day because there's a natural ingrained process that when something is repetitive, when something is boring, you will just automatically, instinctually seek out novelty.
What do you mean by novelty?
Well, I mean, who hasn't had that circumstance? Well, a lot of people have had the circumstance where, like, they take the same exit home every single day.
Right.
And then one day, they just miss it. And they don't know why. That's why. Because you are unconsciously seeking out something new.
Ah. Right. And the sort of destructive way to deal with boredom is to distract yourself from it.
Right.
Whereas if you just let it happen, then you might find something new and interesting.
Explore.
603-283-6160. More Free Talk Live. Hour number two is next.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown, small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com.
Guam immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.